This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Today we have feedback from Rob on trim sizes. He says, regarding trim size, thought I'd add that I checked books of the same volume, felt the heft, looked at font size, and considered the length of my book when considering trim size. Also, might be worth thinking about cover art implications as well. These are both excellent points, Rob, and they do impact overall design and whatnot, and particularly about the cover art. There's an issue of whether you want to have the same art on all the trim sizes. Now, in an ideal world, I would say that this is the way to go because you get consistency of branding across everything. But the fact is that on bigger books, some things look good that don't look good on smaller books and vice versa. So if you want to maintain brand consistency for each volume across all different trim sizes, say you're releasing in a 6x9 hardback and a 5x8 paperback as well as your ebook, you're going to want to test your cover art with the typography included on all of the different available trim sizes so that you can make sure to pick something or to lay the cover of your book out so that it looks good everywhere. Heft is also a good thing to consider. After the trim sizes episode, I had a talk with Kitty, who's the publisher here at AWP, and she mentioned that there are a few different weights of paper available, particularly at, say, for example, CreateSpace. The white paper is a little thinner and weighs a little less than the cream paper. So if you're looking to save thickness and fit more pages into a book while having the form factor be the same, you would want to go with white paper rather than cream. Unfortunately, this doesn't save you anything on the per-page costs. That's fixed.
No, that isn't exactly what I said. Yes, there is a slight variation in the paper weight available at CreateSpace. That's not the point. The point is that the paper that is available to us indie publishers is a whole lot heavier than what we're used to seeing on mass market paperbacks. So even if you get a book the exact same trim size as a mass market paperback, which is kind of hard, it's not a standard size for CreateSpace or any of the other POD publishers I've looked at, the book's still going to be heavier. And that doesn't make too much of a difference for shorter books, but after it gets to be about 400 pages or more, you can really start to feel the difference. A lot of that comes down to the vagaries of the printing process. Indie published books are print on demand, one book at a time, and mass market paperback is a great big roller of books that's cut down after it's all printed. And because of that, they can use a much lighter weight, almost newsprint. You just can't get that in POD, and you will never get the same weight. That there is why page count is an important consideration for trim size. Once it gets past a certain length, it's just really too heavy and too thick to comfortably hold. Anyways, that's it for me. I'm Kitty. I'm the one that's actually responsible for all this, and I'll let you get back to Dan now.
But for what it's worth, those are some more items to consider when thinking about trim sizes. Thanks for the feedback, Robert, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.